Attention! This makes absolutely no sense. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Xander's Facts.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into Xander's Facts. I am, of course, the aforementioned Xander. And listen, y'all, we're back. Xander is back. Xander's Facts is back. Kind of. I know we kind of went away for a few weeks, and I'm going to give a little explanation for that in just a second. I'm also going to tell you about what's coming up next for Xander's Facts of the Podcast, which I'm pretty excited about, actually. So this is not going to be a new episode of the podcast. This is just going to be a little clip, a little reminder that Xander's Facts is real. I am real. I'm still alive. I'm doing okay. I know that the last episode that we did was episode 136 of this podcast, which was back on March 20th. It was last month. It was me. It was my brother Andrew. And as we did every year for the last 4 years, we exclusively unveiled our March Madness brackets, by the way. I'm also recording this because I do want to talk about March Madness just for a little second, just to let you all know about some things that have been going on with March Madness. But after that, I said we would have a Xander's Facts flashback the next week and that we would have a new podcast in 2 weeks. And so the next week came, Wednesday, March 27th, and nothing came on the podcast feed. And then the next week came, nothing came on the podcast feed. And so 3 weeks later, Wednesday, March 10th, finally something has come on the podcast feed. And y'all, it's just because Xander, me, personally, I've been tired. I got things to stress out about in my life, podcasting every single week, doing this, researching the facts, recording the facts, editing the facts, publishing the facts. It's not easy being a one-man show, basically, most weeks. And so these last couple weeks, because I had a little extra going on in my life, I stepped back and I said, I can't do this week. I probably should publish something on the feed just to let everybody know, but I didn't. But you know what? I had other stuff to take care of. And also, I just needed to take care of myself. You know, Xander is also a human. Even though his picture is a cartoon image on the artwork of this podcast, I needed to take time for myself. I think I did. I think I'm in a better place now, y'all. I'm excited about life, the future of this podcast, which I'll be frank with y'all. I don't know if it's going to be an every week thing moving forward, but we'll figure it out as we go, you know? But I am going to tell you all that the podcast is going to continue. Xander's Weekend Facts, the newsletter, I have managed to be able to continue writing every single week. So you all should go check out that. That'll be linked in the description of this little episode clip, by the way, so you should go check that out. That stuff, I'll still be active on social media, probably. I've still got a lot of things to say there, not in podcast or in newsletter form. So Xander's Facts is not going away. It's never going to go away. The podcast is not going away right now. The format of the podcast, whether it's every week or every 2 weeks or whatever, that may be changing, but nothing is definitive as of yet. And I will tell you that we do have a new podcast coming out next week, episode 137, Keeping in Tune with Basketball. College basketball just ended on Monday. Talk about that in just a second. The NBA playoffs are about to start next week. And so there's only one person we could bring on the podcast, our Xander's Facts senior NBA analyst, Hillbilly, who reached out to me and was like, what are we going to do this podcast? So he's very excited to come on the podcast to preview the playoffs. And I'm excited about it too. That is going to happen next week. It's going to come out. If it doesn't come out Wednesday, April 17th, it'll come out sooner because I think the basketball games start on Tuesday. So it might actually come out sooner than Wednesday, April 17th. No promises though, but it will come out by then because we're recording the podcast earlier next week. So I am going to tell y'all, expect something on the feed. Expect a brand new episode next week because it's in the plans. It's going to happen, y'all. So look forward to that. So I just really needed to clear the air. Been a couple weeks of radio silence on the podcast front. Newsletter's still been going out. I've still been active on social media. I posted just on Tuesday the Champions League picks that myself and Emma, our Xander's Facts soccer analyst, have for soccer. Newsletter's still going strong. When we get new podcast episodes back up, the YouTube is going to go back up and strong. It's going to be fire, y'all. It's going to be amazing. So Just letting you all know, Xander's Facts is not dead. Xander's Facts is alive and well. And whether that's every single week for the podcast, TBD. But there will be a new podcast episode next week. Just wanted to come on here and let you all know. But I did need to mention, before I sign off, let you all go, that, well, talk about college basketball. I don't know if you all know, but Monday was the national championship game. UConn played Purdue. UConn, as they did in every single game in this tournament, dominated. They beat Purdue by 15 points. Purdue was supposed to be this team of destiny like Virginia. Virginia back in 2018, they lost to UMBC as a one seed, first ever one seed to lose to a 16 seed. And then next year, they win the national championship, team of destiny. Purdue last year lost to Fairleigh Dickinson. Fairleigh Dickinson was a 16 seed. Purdue was a one seed. And so this year was their destiny. They were going to win the national championship. And they have probably the best player in college basketball, Zach Edey. Unfortunately, they ran into perhaps one of the best college basketball teams I have seen personally with my own eyes in a long time. UConn is incredible. They won every single game in this tournament by at least 14 points. They had so many guys contributing big time throughout this tournament. They have a coach who is a madman, Dan Hurley. He actually, during the national championship game, he went out onto the court and pushed his player, like, go. And he got called for fouling his turnover, because he shouldn't have done that. But he's actually a madman. But I love him. He's crazy, but I love him that he's crazy. So, UConn. And by the way, UConn, first time since Florida, 2006 and 2007, where a team went back-to-back national championships. So, UConn next year could be the first team since UCLA to win three national championships. And since they just won two, I wouldn't put it past them winning three. UCLA is, by the way, the only team who has won three national championships in a row. They did so in 1973, before that, 1972, 1971. And then they also won it 1970, 1969, 1968, 1967. They had a gap between 1967 and 1965. Then 1965, 1964. Y'all, John Wooden, probably the greatest college basketball coach in the history of college basketball. Like, that man won 10 national championships at UCLA. What a goat. But back to UConn. UConn was the first team since Florida in 2007 who was the number one overall seed in the tournament to win the NCAA tournament. So I told you all that stat a couple weeks ago during our Xander's Facts March Madness Bracket Preview show, exclusive reveal. And I don't know if you all listened. If you did, congratulations, because I told you UConn was going to win. That is the third time in 4 years we have been doing this podcast that I have correctly predicted the national champion before any game in March Madness tips off. So, again, I don't know. I can just keep telling y'all, I don't know why you wouldn't listen to the facts. I just don't know. It's okay if you don't, I guess. You'll just keep getting your picks wrong. But yeah, any form of, oh, Xander's just like, he got two, he picked the national champion once. Oh, that was luck. Oh, twice. Okay, maybe that was a little good, but that was kind of luck. Three times in 4 years, it's not luck. It's skill, and it's called being factual. So that's what we do on this podcast, just letting y'all know. That's why Xander's Facts is not going away. But before we go, also in college basketball, I just had to let you all know the men's national championship game, which is usually the most watched sporting event of the weekend, usually the most watched basketball game, men's or women's or NBA. The men's college basketball national championship is usually the most watched basketball game of the year. But this year, that is not the case, because I don't know if you all know this, but there was also the women's final that happened on Sunday afternoon between Iowa and South Carolina, and that was a game. That was a better game than UConn and Purdue. Those were two teams, South Carolina, who was kind of like UConn, and South Carolina, who won like UConn did, more as a team, and Iowa had the star, Caitlin Clark, and a good supporting cast, but not as good as what South Carolina had. But that went down to the wire, because South Carolina, undefeated national champion, But Caitlin Clark, one of the best players we've seen in college basketball, not just men's or women's in a while, and someone who's going to be remembered for transforming the women's game. Because the women's national championship between South Carolina and Iowa on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. got 18.9 million viewers. Y'all, to put that in comparison, it is the largest basketball audience, college or pro, men or women, since the 2019 men's national championship game. Like, 18.9 million viewers is incredible. It is the largest non-football sports audience of any kind since the World Cup final in, I guess it was December of 2022. It is massive. And just 2 years ago, by the way, just 2 years ago, the final between South Carolina and UConn got less than 5 million viewers. And last year it was almost 10, LSU and Iowa, and this year 18.9. And peaking at 24 million viewers towards the end of the game. 24 million people at the same time were watching the game. That's absolutely insane. That's better than the men's number. The men, who on Monday night got 14.82 million viewers. I mean, I still watched. A bunch of people still watch. But the first time ever that the women's final has outdrawn the men's final. And you'd have to say, yeah, there's a lot of new interest in the women's game because of the storylines. And there were a lot more storylines in the women's tournament than the men's tournament. But Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, who has transcended gender in college basketball now, anyone will watch her. Well, she's gone. She's going to the WNBA. So if the WNBA is any kind of knowledgeable, they would absolutely promote the heck out of Caitlin Clark going to, I'm pretty sure it's the Indiana Fever, because she is an absolute star. And so this could be the time for women's basketball. Like, you remember? Well, if you know your NBA history, the 1970s were not a good time for the NBA. They merged with the ABA. 1980s come around. 1979, by the way, the 1979 men's basketball national championship between Michigan State and Indiana State, Magic Johnson versus Larry Bird, that game got 40 million viewers, which is apparently the most watched basketball game ever. And it's been however many years, over 40 years, 45 years, still hasn't been surpassed. But Larry Bird and Magic Johnson go to the NBA, the Lakers and the Celtics, and that basically revives the NBA. And it has allowed the NBA, as well as Michael Jordan in the 90s, to get to where it is today. And so if you're the WNBA, you got to think you have this opportunity right now with the stars who are in college basketball right now. Paige Bueckers at UConn, Angel Reese at LSU, Camilla Cardoso, and a bunch of others at South Carolina, and Caitlin Clark at Iowa, and the ton of talent you have in the WNBA right now, you could be like, this could be our Magic Bird moment, like it was for the NBA in the early 80s. This could be that for us, if they're smart about it. We'll see. And also, for women's college basketball, you have to continue to build momentum, because Caitlin Clark is still not going to be there, but you still are going to have Iowa's still going to be a good team. UConn, obviously, is going to be up there. The LSU-UConn game was the most watched women's college basketball game ever in the Final Four. And then you get to the national championship game, which drew even more than that. UConn, South Carolina, Dawn Staley's still the coach at South Carolina. As long as she's still the coach, they're still going to be incredible. So if you're the NCAA and ESPN who broadcast the women's tournament, you have to figure out ways how to continue the momentum, because you're probably not going to get 18 million people watching the women's final again next year. But if you could still have a decent number, that would still be a win, because that means people didn't just tune in to Caitlin Clark. They're now tuning in because they like to watch women's basketball. And by the way, some of the stuff I've watched in men's college basketball versus women's college basketball, the women were putting on a show at times, and the men kind of stunk up the joint at times, but neither here nor there. But we're just celebrating, by the way, this explosion in growth for women's basketball because it's rightly deserved. It shouldn't be at the expense of the men. It should be with them together. But it is fascinating to point out that the women's final got more people to watch than the men's final did this year for the first time ever. That's just a fact. So there you go. That's my two cents on the men's tournament, the women's tournament. College basketball had a great weekend, y'all. Even though the men's tournament didn't draw as well as even normally it would, college basketball had a pretty good weekend because UConn is now a dynasty. I mean, they've won 6 championships since 25 years of, yeah, they were, but back to back, and in the way they did it too, under their coach Dan Hurley, who's won the last 2 national championships with them. So now that you have a dynasty in the men's game, and now you have newfound growth in the women's game, you're like, how many people are going to watch next year? It'll be interesting to see. So there you go, y'all. I had to give you those facts as a little warm-up for what's going to happen next week when Hillbilly comes on the podcast. We have our little NBA playoffs preview. I love the NBA playoffs. I don't know about you. Maybe not as much as March Madness. I still love the NBA playoffs, though. The best of 7 series with the best that basketball has to offer. So again, that is episode 137. It is coming up next week, Wednesday, April 17th. I'm excited, y'all. And just before I let you go, gotta remember to tell y'all to follow this podcast, subscribe on your podcasting app or whatever. Download this little episode clip. It does help out. You can delete it the next day. I'm pretty sure it's fine. Rate and review the podcast. Check us out on all the socials, Threads, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, at Xander's Facts. Make sure to tell all your friends, spread the facts. Go check out Xander's Facts on YouTube. This isn't going to get posted to YouTube, but all our new episodes are. Next week's episode is going to be, so go check that out. Check out Xander's Weekend Facts, the newsletter. It has been continuing to pump out. It is amazing, even though, yeah, I'm pumping it out. But I love doing it. The Xander's Weekend Facts newsletter, it's got a recap of the week's top headlines. Go check that out. There's a link in this episode's description where you can go check that out. And also check out the Xander's Facts link tree, which is also linked to this episode's description, because that has all the Xander's Facts links that you need everywhere to get the podcast, the newsletter, the YouTube, the socials, all the facts that you need on the Xander's Facts link tree. So that is it for this little, I don't even know what I'm going to call this. This is like a Xander is Alive podcast update, maybe. I don't know. So that's it for that. And remember, brand new episode of the podcast for the first time in 4 weeks, almost a month, next week, Wednesday, April 17th, episode 137. That is it, y'all. That is a wrap on this little podcast update. Thank you all so much for listening. Xander's Facts is alive and well, and I'm excited about the future. We are going to have so many facts to share on this podcast. So that's it. That's a wrap. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see y'all with episode 137 of this podcast next week.
We are a nation that just recently heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will be...